You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When we think about the debate over inequality in this country, a central piece of American mythology is that anyone who works hard, regardless of their social status, can get ahead. But of course, it's not that simple, and people from exclusive or affluent backgrounds often land the most prestigious jobs. Professor Lauren Rivera has been looking at investment banks, consulting firms, and law firms for the last decade for her upcoming book, Pedigree: How Elite Students Get Elite Jobs. She's an associate professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So you wrote this book about how elite students get elite jobs. Tell me about your research. It's pretty fascinating.
So I studied the hiring practices of top-tier investment banks, management consulting firms, and law firms. So what I did for the research, which is the basis of my forthcoming book, is I interviewed 120 decision makers in these firms. These are people who were charged with evaluating candidates, making actual hiring decisions. They range from people who were a couple years out of business or law school to people who were seasoned hiring partners in their 60s. And I really just talk to them about the hiring practices in their firms. But to couple the conversations I had with them, I also spent close to a year, about 9 months as an ethnographer in one of these firms, really observing every aspect of the hiring process. So I was actually an HR staff person for these 9 months, and I got an inside look into the backstage of elite hiring.
What did you see behind the scenes? Because so many of the big firms out there say they have broad commitments to diversity and to bringing in lots of different kinds of employees.
They do. They do have public commitments to diversity. And a lot of people think that they're doing their best to get a diverse candidate pool. But what I really, really saw was the importance of applicant social class and how applicant social class backgrounds, such as their parents' level of income education, really mattered for people's ability to successfully procure one of these jobs.
How much of that do you think was unconscious bias on the part of maybe hiring managers or interviewers who were comfortable with someone who felt like them?
I think a lot of it is unconscious. I don't really think firms go out there and say, hey, we only want to hire people who are upper class. What happens is that, as exactly as you said, people feel more comfortable with people who are from a similar social class background. And that's not only that emotional aspect of do I feel at ease around you, but do we actually have something to talk about? A lot of job interviews are based off of social chit-chat and just making conversation. And having played the same types of sports, growing up in the same types of neighborhoods, those sorts of things can create a bond among people.
To play devil's advocate, make the argument for me to a firm as to why they should change their hiring practices.
You could make an equity argument saying that, hey, you want the best and the brightest regardless of social background. If you're not systematically looking at over half the best and brightest because they don't qualify in terms of social background, you know, that is not necessarily an equitable or open process. I'm going to guess that most firms, that's not their top priority. And there's actually some evidence, some research that's being done to suggest that students who come from the most elite backgrounds in terms of the most prestigious schools, as well as the highest class backgrounds, actually are worse fits with the jobs in banking, consulting, and law. They may not have the coursework, the actual training necessarily to do the job, and they require more on-the-job training. But perhaps more importantly, these are really, really difficult jobs, and students from the most prestigious universities and from the highest class backgrounds tend to be the most miserable on the job. And they tend to want to leave them within 1 to 2 years of entering them. And this is way before they've been there long enough to pay off recruiting costs on the part of the firm. By contrast, students from less elite backgrounds in terms of less socioeconomically privileged and or less elite schools tend to actually like the content of the work and want to stay long term.
Lauren Rivera is an associate professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. Thank you.
Thank you so much.